you think, even
Absolutely.
More so? Talk a little bit about that.
I think there have been more people in the last year picked up a copy of the Constitution and read it and understand what the 10th Amendment says and its simplicity of that the states created the federal government to be an agent for the states, not the other way around. More people have read the Constitution in the last year than possibly the last 50 years. I think that is a very, very good thing. So from the standpoint of being resolute in my position on the Constitution, I don't know if you can get any stronger than I was to begin with. You know, the Thursday before the Tea Parties, we had a press conference here that, interestingly, no one in the mainstream media covered on HCR 50, which was memorializing Congress to
Representative Creighton's legislation.
That's correct, Brandon Creighton,
right,
from Southeast Texas, who carried that legislation. And a week later, there had been close to a quarter of a million hits on a YouTube of a 13-minute long press conference that we happened to video ourselves and make available. So the people's engagement is good. Anytime that, you know, whether we're traveling the state, reminding people to go vote, whether we're doing an interview with a major news magazine, it gives us an opportunity to talk about Texas, to be a reflection of what we've done in this state. And it also allows us to talk about the 10th Amendment, because I think that the future of America and the strength of the future of America is inextricably intertwined with states respecting that 10th Amendment, pushing back on Washington, D.C., making them understand that our founding fathers had this vision of this collection of states working together but competing against each other and throwing out different ideas, putting different concepts into play, seeing which ones work, which ones don't, allowing governors and legislatures to look around at different states and say, you know what, that's a good idea over there.